Thank you for calling our Dial a Story hotline. Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 6. Pig and Pepper. A conversation between Alice and the Cheshire Cat. The cat only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good-natured, she thought. Still, it had very long claws and a great many teeth, so she felt it ought to be treated with respect. "Cheshire Puss," she began, rather timidly, as she did not at all know whether it would like the name. However, it only grinned a little wider. "Come, it's pleased so far," thought Alice, and she went on. "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?"
"That depends a good deal on where you want to get to," said the cat.
"I don't much care where," said Alice.
"Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat.
"So long as I get somewhere," Alice added as an explanation.
"Oh, you're sure to do that," said the cat, "if you only walk long enough."
Alice felt that this could not be denied, so she tried another question. "What sort of people live about here?"
"In that direction," the cat said, waving its right paw around, "lives the Hatter. And in that direction," waving the other paw, "lives the March Hare. Visit either if you like. They're both mad."
"But I don't want to go among mad people," Alice remarked.
"Oh, you can't help that," said the cat. "We're all mad here. I'm mad, you're mad."
"How do you know that I'm mad?" said Alice.
"You must be," said the cat, "or you wouldn't have come here."
Alice didn't think that proved it at all. However, she went on. "And how do you know that you're mad?"
"To begin with," said the cat, "a dog's not mad, you grant that?"
"I suppose so," said Alice.
"Well then," the cat went on, "you see, a dog growls when it's angry, and wags its tail when it's pleased. Now I growl when I'm pleased, and wag my tail when I'm angry. Therefore, I'm mad."
"I call it purring, not growling," said Alice.
"Call it what you like," said the cat. "Do you play croquet with the queen today?"
"I should like it very much," said Alice, "but I haven't been invited yet."
"You'll see me there," said the cat, and vanished.
Alice was not much surprised at this. She was getting so used to the queer things happening. While she was looking at the place where it had been, it suddenly appeared again.
"By the by, what became of the baby?" said the cat. "I nearly forgot to ask."
"It turned into a pig," Alice quietly said, just as if it had come back in a natural way.
"I thought it would," said the cat, and vanished again.
Alice waited a little, half expecting to see it again, but it did not appear, and after a minute or two she walked on in the direction in which the March Hare was said to live. "I've seen hatters before," she said to herself. "The March Hare will be much the most interesting, and perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad, at least not so mad as it was in March." As she said this, she looked up, and there was the cat again, sitting on a branch of a tree.
"Did you say pig or fig?" said the cat.
"I said pig," replied Alice. "And I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and vanishing so suddenly. You make one quite giddy."
"All right," said the cat, and this time it vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with the grind, which remained some time after the rest of it had gone.
"Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin," thought Alice. "But a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I've ever saw in my life." That was Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 6. Pig and Pepper. A conversation between Alice and the Cheshire Cat. For past recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.